I appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
Thank God. You run well.
Amen. Amen. Plow the hide, the rows. Amen. Thank God. Every once in a while you do need plowed. Amen. That's right. I appreciate the good preaching. Amen. We just need to heed it. Amen. Jehoiakim burned what was read to him. Jeremiah had it sent to him. He took it and cut it up with a penknife, threw it in the fire. It didn't change nothing. They could burn every Bible they wanted to. It ain't going to change God. Amen. It ain't going to change his word. It still stands. It's been established before there was a man. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I was thinking this afternoon that there always has been God. God wasn't never created. He always has been. If you go back as far as your mind will allow you to go back, there was God. It was a Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he was a spirit. God is a spirit. There was no form far as mankind. Jesus come in far as God took the body at his birth. I know he had forms like unto the Son of God, but never he took a body till he came into this world. But there was God before there was ever anything else. And there always will be. And I don't understand that. You say, where'd God come from? He always has been. Now, I'm going to tell you what. By faith, you'll have to believe that. This thing's all faith. What he said tonight's faith. And the more I talked to Brother Hobson this morning, me and him talked, he was talking about how God had opened the doors. And I said, he'll do that when you walk out by faith. That's when the door will open, when you just step out and say, I'm going to do what the Holy God of Heaven's telling me and just do it by faith, and God will do the rest. And I bless the Lord for that. And when you live by faith and do by faith what God tells you to do, then he's going to bless it. You can't please him without faith. It's just the faith of God. Amen. Look in Romans 4 tonight, and I want to say a few verses here about this Romans 4. It's one of the great chapters. Romans is a great chapter of chapters of the Bible. Talking about Abraham here. It's amazing to me. God set everything up before time. Amen. Everything. God. Can you imagine God? I mean, God said, this is what I'm going to do. And done it. He did not ever one time ask me or anybody else before that was me. Amen. What he should do. And listen tonight. I'm telling you this. This is what I know. And I know tonight this, that God showed me more and more over the last month of my life, that this thing's all done by the Spirit of God. Everything. Anything that's ever produced is going to be done by the Spirit of God. I cannot produce it. It's God that does it. I don't have to be nobody else of who I am. I'm just who I am. And the Holy Ghost takes this personality or this person, amen, and works through him as he wills to do and accomplish that what he's already set up, amen, before the world began. Amen. It's just the way God does it. Amen. It's just the plan of God. That's the way God set it up. Amen. God thought about you a long time before you ever came here. Amen. That's right. He already knew me. He knew the parents I'd have. Amen. He knew, thank God, the day that he had saved me. Amen. Knew, called me to preach. And everything, brethren, it ain't in the hand of man. If it was, it wouldn't work. Amen. It's in the hand of God tonight. And you're in the hand of God tonight. And you can walk in that tonight. You don't have to worry about it. Thank God you don't have to fret tonight. Every good and perfect gift coming from above. Everything he does is his purpose and will tonight. Amen. It'll help you in anything you do and anything you thinking tonight to know that God has already done what he said he would. He'll keep doing what he's ordained to do. Amen. That word ordained means what he appointed to do. In the time that we live in now, time don't mean nothing to him far as who he is. He's an eternal being. Amen. And listen, thank God, he'll be the eternal. He's
He's always eternal. Amen. He's always been eternal. Jesus Christ, amen, thank God, had the Spirit in him. He commended back to God when he died. Amen. And listen, tonight, praise God, he is the one, praise God, sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession on our behalf, because also, thank God, we can come to the God of heaven through the mediator Christ. And Christ, thank God, is our mediator between God and men, is the man Christ Jesus. And I thank God. But notice this here. Let's look at a few verses in chapter 4. Just a little old Bible thought tonight. What shall we say then that Abraham our father has pertaining to flesh have found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he had whereof the glory, but not before God. That there's no glory in the flesh. Listen, Abraham was chosen out of a heathen nation, and God led him out of the Ur of the Chaldees to go to Canaan, amen, and do what and believe God, amen. But listen to this tonight, brother. This man, amen, he wrote me and he said, "Do y'all keep the fourth commandment?" And I said, "No, we don't keep it. Thank God, it's already in Christ." Listen, friend, we do not keep a Sabbath day. I don't care what Baptist preachers or Pentecostal preachers or holiness preachers, what they say, Jesus Christ is my Sabbath. I rest in him. I do not rest in a day. I rest in Christ. Amen. He's the same every day, and he'll not change from one day to another. I'm sorry this night, but brethren, all these traditions and things, even some things I used to preach, amen, and listen, I don't abuse the grace of God for what I feel like I can do in my flesh, don't want to. But at the same time, brethren, Jesus ain't no different on the Saturday than he is on Sunday or Monday. He's the same every day. He's got to be. He is, brethren. Listen, and tonight that brother, he said, "Why don't listen, it's not in what we do. Salvation not in keeping the commandments of God." Listen, the Gentiles never was given the law of Moses. What was they under? They was under the conscience of light that they had been given, and they lived by that understanding what light that they had, and they were heathens like we were. Amen. Don't let that offend you. That's just where we're at. It was not given us. Amen. But thank God when Paul, amen, come, who was, thank God, chosen of God, the vessel of God, amen, to go to the Gentiles. Amen. Peter went to Cornelius first. I understand that. He broke him down, praise God, and said, "Listen, he ain't uncommon. Thank God, don't call him uncommon. He needs the gospel like we did." And the amazing thing, when he got down and preached the Holy Ghost, fell on them Gentiles like he did them in Acts 2. And he couldn't say nothing. Amen. But the same God fell on them like he did us. And them were Gentiles. And that's us tonight. Amen. Are you listening tonight? Listen. I think in my mind, Keith, amen, of how all these things right now in 2022, amen, the movement of God, amen, and what God still does. Amen. Listen. Over 2,000 years ago, this the Lord Jesus died and rose again. And thank God, can you get a hold of this? Amen. Over 2,000 years ago, we're still preaching it and still seeing the Holy Ghost move. Amen. Going back, thank God, that long. Brother, it ain't dead tonight. Amen. Because he ain't dead. He's alive tonight. And listen, I ain't got a lot of people tonight trying to do works that's got to put them in hell. And we ain't doing nothing but believing tonight, amen. And that's what he said. I can knock the pride out of you tonight if you'll let me. I'll knock the pride out of everybody if you'll let me. There ain't nothing good about you or anything you can do to deserve to get what God's got. Notice this. He said, read verse 2, "For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof the glory, but not before God." Listen to verse 3. "For what saith the Scripture?" What saith the Scripture? That's what he preached on. What saith the preserved word or scriptures? Which the scripture means the holy writ. Holy men of God wrote as they were breathed upon by God. Notice this. "What saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness." He believed what God told him in the promise. He said, "You're going to have a son." and it wasn't Ishmael, it was Isaac. And he believed God. He believed God. Listen, notice what he said here. I want to read it. It was counted to him for righteousness. God counted him righteous by believing. What did he believe? What God told him. That's what he believed. That's all he done. Yep, that's what he done. Notice verse 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of dead. He said these people that try to work their way there is going to hell. They owe a sin debt. They can't pay. The law can't. The law. Listen, the law was never given. Never. Put it down. And the word never. It was never given to justify man. Never. Never. Anytime the law was given, it always brought condemnation. Listen, law preaching kills. It's going to kill you if you're lost because you can't keep it. You're going to have to come to into yourself and say, ain't nothing I can do. And I'm at the mercies of God. And the Holy Ghost has got to reveal to you Christ. It's not to get you to repeat a prayer, believe a set of facts. It's the Holy Ghost that's got to do it. Amen. That's right. We can shout and sing about being saved, but brother, there's a lot of people not saved because it never had been revealed to them. You've got to have to know it. God's got to show it to you. Notice this here. Verse 5, but to him that worketh not, that's good, but believeth on him that justifieth ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So it's no works or nothing you can do. It's the faith. And you talk about Abraham, listen. It's crowded priest circumcision salvation. I mean, that's work salvation, tradition salvation. Brother, he believed before he's ever circumcised. He didn't get circumcised through his old man. It ain't circumcision tonight. Circumcision was the cutting of the flesh on the male child the eighth day. It was a sign that God amen. Listen, I ain't got a covenant with Abraham concerning the Jew. But it was not for salvation. Listen to what I'm telling you tonight. I'm going to tell you and I'm going to put the hammer on it. A lot of these preachers preach law of salvation in the Old Testament. Listen to my lips. They're liars. Abraham believed God before that law ever came out. And ain't nobody ever kept the law. Any sacrifice they ever done, they heard it before they done it. That was all a type of Christ anyway. Who was the first man that had faith? It looks like to me Abel. By faith, Abel. Hebrews 4. 11:4. I don't know. Adam was cut. He was clothed. Why do you think God said in Adam all die? Because of his sin. What brought salvation? Faith. God's faith speaking to that man. And people preach the law of salvation in the Old Testament economy, brother. They're boasting in their own self because he said, listen, even in Abraham's day, he said he ain't gonna boast before God. Son, I'll tell you what, buddy, I got the book on it. Some of these popular preachers come up with some of their own little doctrines and try to produce something to make disciples out there self. I'm going to tell you what, they're hypocrites and liars. I don't want no disciples, praise God. I wouldn't want nobody to be my follower. But I'll tell you what, I desire and to testify to you tonight, I want to see you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want nobody named after me. My children's named after me, but I'm talking about in a spiritual, religious way. Praise God. Brother, the man took too much credit anyhow. It ain't the man. That's the ways of man. Listen, the Bible said, he said, you walk as men. You walk as men. Listen, when you have to have a man over you to get you to do right, you ain't got nothing. Why did they get pastors to the local church? And it says pastors, plural. To teach them people. And to help take care of them sheep. That was God's sheep. To teach the people of God. To teach the saints of God. One day it continued in the apostles' doctrine. They was teaching them what Christ had taught them. They wasn't saying, turn me a Bible in Romans. It wasn't written yet. They had Old Testament scripture. But they was, listen, they was teaching what they had seen and heard and knew in what Jesus had taught them. The day, Brother Shank, we're pastors, and we're to teach and preach the word of God that you might be perfected, that God the Holy Ghost might perfect you, that he might edify you, that he might put in you the work of the ministry of God in your life, and the body grows together and joins together, and there's weak body parts and there's strong body parts, but they're all body parts, and everybody got in by faith, and everybody lives by faith, and that's why it works, amen. It ain't how many you got, like he said, it's thank God a body functioning together and who you got, amen. If it's that way, brother, and if it's, Jesus said, fear not little flock, and he even had 12, thank God, and he said, one of them's the devil. That's what he said. Listen to me. Abraham said this. Notice this here in verse number 6. He said this, even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. There's no works in it. He imputed righteousness. He counts you righteous. He puts it on your record. Thank God that this man's righteous. He ain't a sinner. Amen. You say, how do you look at this thing? If I'm not a sinner, why? He said, we have no sin. Well, that's the natural man in. The spiritual man don't. He said, his seed remaineth in you, and you cannot sin because you're born of God. Two natures. Notice this here in verse 7. Seeing blessed are they. This is Psalm 32. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Not the word covered there. Why would God cover it? Because he don't want to see it. Amen. He covered your sin, praise God. He done away with it in the New Testament verse. He didn't just cover it, praise God. He done away with it. That means he took it away. Amen. Washed it away. Amen. It just wasn't a covering. It was a washing. And he said, washing by the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And he said unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The only way you can stand before God is because of him, thank God, as your representative that washed you, thank God, and testified, this is mine. And if he ain't going to wait to heaven, praise God, he'll tell you now whether you're his or not. Amen. People don't say, well, I hope I make it in. Well, God, you better have more than that. Amen. I know people say, well, I ain't never doubted. Well, I have. Amen. I have doubted, but I'm going to tell you what. Thank God, doubt always drives me. Praise God to the witness that testifies in me. John the Baptist doubted. He's in the prison of doubt and said, is this him or we look for another? That's what he said. Jesus didn't say, well, go remind John what he used to preach. Jesus said, go tell him what I'm doing. Go tell him what I'm doing. Go tell the blind can see, the lame can and walk, and the lepers cleansed. Just go down into prison and tell John that. I'm going to tell you what will always perk you up on the inside if you're going through doubt or discouragement is knowing what Jesus has done. It'll do it every time because that's where the Holy Ghost lives. He lives in testifying of Christ and making much of Christ. I'm telling you, brethren, tonight, listen, amen, do not get bound by a bunch of man's commandments and all these things that's written by man and trying to make you like they want you. And brethren, listen, Abraham was called out there. Nobody could wrote this but God himself because he was called out of a heathen nation, amen, and brought a man that only he chose and called to start that nation, amen. And he said, the sand, look at the sand. That's a picture of Israel. And then he said, look at the stars. It's a picture of the church. He said, that seed of the church is a spiritual seed. That's where the Messiah is going to come through. But also, too, that is a spiritual seed of faith. That's where it's at. Everything runs that way, and that's why he said, you go to this thing, brother, I'm not going to take all the time tonight. And look at this thing here. Look at what he said here. Blessed is the man whom the Lord not impute sin. Man's blessed, thank God. He don't hold that sin against me. I tell you, brother, listen, I'm just being honest as I can be tonight. Thank God he changed my life. He gave me new desires, but I'm telling you, I still fight with the flesh every day I live. There's things that I've done since I've been saved unto God he could have still put me in hell for if he had wanted to. But brother, he ain't changing his mind and he'll never change his record. He said, praise God, put her down. Amen. There ain't one sin to your account. Amen. That's taken away. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And he ain't hold me guilty tonight. Thank God he said, I'm saved. Amen. And sometimes he's better to me when I'm going through a hard time in the flesh. Amen. That I thought I was walking in the Holy Ghost. Explain that, preacher. I can't. I know that confounds people, but it's just a fact. You thank God tonight. It ain't nothing hard for him. Well, you could have a hard day and you couldn't even get a prayer through, but praise God, by midnight you could be, thank God, testifying in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost flooding you. You say, explain that, him. You ain't figuring him out, son. Somebody said, I prayed all day and couldn't get a hold of God and didn't pray the next day and he come. I said, that's up to him. According to your motive. Amen. My motive would be just to meet with him. Not for a manifestation that somebody might see him in me. He'll do that in his time and his will. That's right. You don't know when he's doing it sometimes anyhow. That the power of God gets on you. The faith that you have, thank God, is the resemblance, amen, of what's in your heart. Listen to this. I'm about through. Notice verse 9. Come this blessing is then upon the circumcision only. He's talking about the Jew. Or upon the uncircumcision also. For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How's a man righteous? Faith in Christ. Verse 10, how's it then reckoned when he was circumcised in circumcision? Not in circumcision, but in, he said he was in uncircumcision when he believed God. It's counted him for righteousness. Let me just put it on our understanding. There ain't nothing that you can do to be justified.
That's right.
Nothing but believe. Nothing but believe in Christ. That's the only thing you can do. You can't come to church enough. You can't wear a tie enough. You can't carry a Bible enough. You can't shout amen enough. You can't help old widows enough. There ain't a thing you can do. I can't preach enough. You can't teach enough. Y'all can't sing enough. None of it. That's all it is today in the church. Not this one, thank God, as I testify of what I feel in my spirit. I'm not saying it can't happen. But most of them is just religious acts to try to gain the approval of God. Let me say this tonight and I'm through. There ain't many people would want to be around Jesus for a day. They wouldn't approve of how he does things. Did you see Jesus go down there and actually hug that sinful woman and tell her he loved her and he could forgive her? I don't think I'd be there. Really? See, y'all got the wrong idea about God if you don't think that. He let a woman weep over his feet that was a woman that was a harlot and kiss his feet with her own lips and wipe his feet with the very hair of her head the tears she wept over him. God be merciful to me. Buddy, it's nothing you can do to get it. There ain't nothing. I'm going to tell you, Brother Todd, it's got to be the favor of God. That means this. On his own goodwill and pleasure, not nothing he's seen in me or you, I want to give it to him. And I'm going to give it to him. And it ain't nothing good in him. Nothing. Mama says there is, but we know what she means. You're a good boy to her, and you're a good boy to me. But to God, he ain't looking for no to give righteousness to anybody that he thinks is good. We'll say, oh, they were good people. They might have been in my sight, but they wasn't in God's because there ain't none that do it good. In the sight of God, compared to Christ, we're as a filthy rag. We're no good, no, for nothing. There's no way you can obtain anything unless he gives it to you. And the way you get it is by hearing the word of God preached to your heart and get under Holy Spirit conviction and be drawn by the Spirit. And if you'll act upon it, thank God, it's all by grace, and that's nothing you can boast in but what he done for you. He said that not of yourselves. And brother, I'm just saying, read the whole chapter. I mean, he gets this thing and God's done told him his seed was going to come through him and his wife Sarah. Abraham's about 100 years old and Sarah's 90. And listen, it said here in the scripture, it said here about in verse number 17, as written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead. Get a hold of that. Quickeneth the dead. That means you was dead to God within. People, boy, they get offended. They took the word wretch out of the songbook. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Some of them people don't like the word wretch. They hate to say, that preacher said I was a wretch. You are. Preacher said he was. I am. Paul didn't say that in his lost estate. He said it in a mature estate as a Christian. I'm going to tell you, the more you see Jesus, the more you'll see yourself. The closer you get to him, the more you'll say, I can't do it. I ain't nothing. He said, that's where I was trying to get you. Because when you see it ain't you and you can't do nothing, that's when I can do something. You're going to have to get to the end before you can get to where you need to get. Amen. That takes a while. I don't even know how far down I am. Sometimes I think I'm doing pretty good, and then the next time I find my flesh just getting in the way all the time, bragging on me. Boy, you done good. I said, I know the voice. Y'all know me. If somebody asks me about the meeting, I'll say, it went all right. Thank the Lord. That's what I say. I don't try to boast it and build it up and say, boy, buddy, you ought to have been there. Heaven came down. If it had, I wouldn't. I'm not exaggerating anyway, but if it had, I wouldn't have said it. I'd have said, God sure was good to meet with us in the mercies of God. That's how I'd say it. I'd never think anybody to think that just because we meet here that we're better than other people that meet there. There ain't no such thing as best church. He only has one that's born again people. I'm glad for this assembly. You're the church. And I thank God. And I tell my wife, the Lord's blessed us with good people that know something about God and know the Holy Ghost, know the Bible, and ain't fooled. Amen. Most of us would go, and God help, I hear I'm talking about myself. I might not. Most of us go by the voice instead of the feeling. He said, you feel like Esau, but your voice is Jacob's. He thought he was Esau because he went by the feeling. If he'd have went by the voice, he never would have given the blessing away, but God already set it up anyway. He said, I wonder how God could do that for a liar like Jacob was. Oh, he was bringing him somewhere. He was bringing him somewhere, son. He went down there to Laban, had to work about 20 years or 21 years to get Rachel. He got his mess back. Amen. I mean, old Laban put it on him, praise God. He fought him out, thank God. Amen. He found it out. He found him out. And then he got down there, praise God, and he knew Esau was coming. And God met him that night and wrestled with him. And he said, I'm going to do some changing on you tonight. God did too. He changed his name that night, changed the way his walk. When he met Esau, Esau fell on his neck and wept. That's the only thing that'll work. Listen, I don't mean this in a bad way, but we're not nothing apart from him touching us. Amen. We're not nothing. Anybody that thinks they can do anything that God's going to accept with their own wicked, dirty hands is deceiving themselves. I got to go. Listen here. Listen in verse number 19. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. He said, listen, my body's not dead. God says he's going to give me a son. He said, listen, he said, but when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. I mean, she's 90. He's 100. God says, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to give him a desire to go into his wife. And what seed he gives, he's going to bring forth little Isaac. You know what that told me? He'll do it in his time. Notice this here. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. That word stagger means he didn't waver. It didn't shake him. Son, he took his boy up there on that mount, buddy. God says, listen, go up there and offer him up. You and take Isaac up. I have him talking about that Isaac that was born that was laughter and joy to them. And also to the promise of God, take him up to the mountain Moriah. Kill him. Put the knife in him. I'm going to tell you what he believed. He believed if I put the knife in him, he'll resurrect him. He said, we coming back down this mountain. That's what he said. He said, we going up it, but we coming back down it. That's what he said, Brother Keith. We're coming back down it. You got to read the Bible to like what I'm talking about. You got to get in this thing. Brother, he took him up, our son. He put the knife up, and he was going to slay him. He had it up above him, and God said, Abraham, Abraham. He withheld him from killing his own son. He said, this is what he said. I've seen that you will not. He knew it for you, but he said, I've seen it that you would not withhold one thing from me, not the most precious thing in your life, is that son. God blessed and he killed that ram that was in the thicket caught by his horns. He didn't stagger, son. In fact, God said, somebody said, wonder why God said David was God, man after God's own heart and after all that he done with Bathsheba. I said, because he loved God. He loved to praise him. You without sin? Why you won't categorize everything? I'm going to tell you what God got mad about David about. He done something that he would have done for him if he'd asked him. He wouldn't have given him another man's wife. But he had already given him wives and he had given him what he had. He said, I'd give it to you if you'd ask me, but why are you going to take another man's wife and then have him killed to cover up your sin? But I'm going to tell you what, brother, you cannot take away the fact that that man loved God and he praised God and he is a man after God's own heart. Why did I say this? I'm going to say why I said that. If God can find a little mustard seed faith in your life, just a little mustard seed, babe. Son, it'll move your mountain. Boy, I used to think, praise God, because we was independent, fundamental, and I preached hard against everything, and praise God, I yelled loud enough and all that, God's going to do something. He said, you're crazy. He said, you got to have faith. And I went and preached at another church, and they wouldn't have been, I mean, brother, listen, they wouldn't have been as smart and wise and understanding the Bible like here. And praise God, I got up there and preached like I was in thank God heaven about preaching. And God, I said, why God? He said, because they love me. And this is what he said too. If you can get mustard grain, just a mustard seed faith, just a little bit. Just a little bit. God will move your mountain.
That's right. He'll be in.
Just a little bit. See, that's why these little kids around here, you can preach to them and they'll believe it. Get a bunch of kids. If I had 5 or 6 year olds up here and I said, Kate, you believe if we walk around this church, God could do something? Papa, if you want to walk around it, we'll walk around it. If I said that to an older person, they'd say, well, I don't know about that. Well, I ain't walking around the church. I look stupid. And here's what you think. Here's what you think in your mind. I mean it. I got to quit. Here's what you think. What if it don't happen? That's why it ain't going to happen. Read it. Read his unbelief. That's what he said. He said, why couldn't we heal them people? He said, because of your unbelief. Why could not I heal the son that was a lunatic? His own men said, why couldn't I do it? And the first thing he said was, because of your unbelief. Why was Abraham Why was he put in this chapter? Because it's all about faith. And the next verse in 5:1 says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Tear down every religious barrier you got. Tear it down. Thank God, take a hammer and bust it up. And say, God, I just want what you want, and I want faith in my life, and I want to live by it, and I just want to be my own man, my own woman for God, and I want to be a help to that local assembly of people, but I can't be unless I'm living by faith. Amen. And don't worry about what anybody else says. You don't have to have my approval. I don't have to have your approval if I want to do something that God's talking to my heart about and live by faith. Wonder what the preacher would think. Well, God help, what about the Holy Ghost? He said it that day. I thought about it, you know. I mean, I know you've learned from preaching and teaching of the Word of God, but, I mean, you get along in the Bible yourself, and the Holy Ghost comes in and says, this is what this means. You don't have to call me and ask me, is that all right to believe that? You know what's good? You know what's good for you and me? This is what's good for you and me. To think. Everybody wants somebody else to think for them. Well, that's what I heard. I said, did you study it out? Have you thought about it? I'll tell you one thing. It's by faith and not by sight. And it's God's way. And Abraham was justified that way. He said it wasn't no works he could do. Justify himself nor stay saved by what he done. It's all the goodness of God. That's right. Let's stand. I appreciate you being here tonight. Appreciate Lord God, help us, Lord.